Welcome to Ask the Lawyer radio podcast with attorney Brian Figaro of the law firm Figaro and Associates. This podcast features a recording of our most recent radio show. We hope you enjoy the show, which features news, views, and interviews on matters such as immigration, personal injury, bankruptcy, divorce, family law, estate planning, wills and probate, deed transfers, civil rights, criminal defense, workers' compensation, and taxes, both individual and business. You can contact us at 855-768-8845 or visit us at www.askthelawyer.us. You have questions? We've got the answers.
Good day, good day, good day. My name is Brian Figaro of the law firm Figaro & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Yes, another fraud incident. Wendella Sanderson Wells. Yes, that's the lady. She out of Jamaica, a red woman. And she has been arrested by the Bronx District Attorney's Office. It is alleged that there are a couple thousand people, victims. People paid a lot of money, thousands of dollars. They went to this lady's office. They gave their hard-earned money, believing that they'll get a work permit and a social and a green card. And most of these people are what I call willing victims. Obviously, they're here, they overstay their time, they're desperate. They go to lawyers, attorneys like my office. I'm a member of the American Immigration Lawyers Association. And well-trained attorneys will tell most people come into their office that if you came to the U.S. and you overstayed your time, the only way you could get a green card is if you are married to a U.S. citizen or a child, a U.S. citizen, 21 years or older, is petitioning for you. That's the law. All other areas of immigration, parts the legalization depends on whether or not you're grandfathered under an old law called 245I, whether you are a beneficiary of parole in place, and that's for people who came to this country without inspection, married to a U.S. citizen before June 17th, 2024, and instead of going to their home country to get their green cards, they could collect their green cards in the United States of America. If you're married after June 17, we could still get you a green card if you came to the country without inspection, but you will have to go back to your home country. Not going to your home country is only for people who were married before June 17, 2024, unless Biden changes that day, or our potential presidential candidate, Kamala Harris, Jamaican by heritage, changes that date and makes it available for people to have parole in place after June 17th of 2024. Does the law seem complicated? Yes, it is. So why do you think you could go to Wendella Sanderson Wells and she will give you what God didn't give you? Or any legit attorney, especially attorneys that are members of the American Immigration Lawyers Association, would tell you, hey, this is the path to legalization. So you take your $10,000, your $15,000, your $5,000, you give it to this lady thinking that you're going to get a green card. You sign forms in blank. You don't even know what the lady's putting on the forms or if she's filling out the forms and send it out. Are you a victim or are you just plain stupid, like my grandmother would say? Whether you're from Jamaica, Trinidad and Tobago, Grenada. She came after you. Africa, Latin America. The lady bought several properties, it is said, in different reports from all this money she made. How long is she going to go to prison for? Let's hope it is for a long time. But you ain't getting your money back. And not only that, when you do have a legit reason to get a work permit, social and green card, immigration is going to ask you, why did you commit fraud? Yes. And a lot of people like to say, well, I didn't do anything. I didn't write anything. The lady tell me this, the lady tell me that. Well, they don't want to hear that little stupid nonsense from you. You went, you signed a form in blank, and what do you think the lady was going to put on those forms? You are responsible for every information that you put on these forms. And later on, if you do have to get a green card, you will have to probably do a fraud waiver. My name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. Again, 855-768-8845. Yes. Ali Louison, Grenadian, did the same thing to people. People were signing forms in blank. Eventually, he was indicted by the federal government in Virginia on 12, 13 counts of felony fraud. Luckily for him, he died before he went to prison. Maybe somebody would have made him their little girlfriend. You know how prison is. Anyway, but he died and he had a lot of victims and many of these people were placed in deportation. Just like Wendella Sanderson Wells, people who are quote unquote victims of her fraud may end up in deportation proceedings. If you get a NTA notice to appear, you better hire a great attorney, an attorney who understands fraud issues and an attorney who understands the various defenses that you may have for deportation and an attorney who is obviously experienced dealing with matters where people were defrauded by some, you know, some crook. Again, my name is Brian Figueroa of the law firm Figueroa & Associates. This is Ask the Lawyer. You got questions, we got answers. The number to call, the number to keep, the number to share is 855-768-8845. If you're listening to this show in the Caribbean, if you're listening to this show in the U.S., talk to your family members. Call the office, schedule a consultation. It could either be in person or via the phone. Visit our website, Ask the Lawyer, the law firm of Figueroa & Associates at www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. Thank you.
Do you have a legal issue, question, or concern? Turn to Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us. You can also register for our paralegal program, get legal news, business consults, or other information on educational issues. Yes, Ask the Lawyer. You have questions? We've got answers. For a consultation or to refer a client, visit www.askthelawyer.us. Again, www.askthelawyer.us.